Well, thanks so much, Drew, and thanks to the team at Sighted. This is going to sound dorky. I got really excited when I first heard that your organization was created and the work that you were focused on. And I'm really grateful to be teaming up with you, teaming up with my fantastic colleagues from the Senate and the Assembly to focus on this really critically important issue. And as Drew mentioned, 5 years ago, I authored what appears to have been the first deepfake bill in the nation. I did this after watching a different video, which was a video that from Jordan Peele, the actor and director and producer, who did a deepfake on President Obama back in 2018. It was funny, I guess former President Obama, if it was in 2018. It was funny, but it also set off alarm bells. As you could easily see how this promising technology could be abused by bad actors to undermine our democracy and destabilize the country. The potential harm was fairly limited back then. However, as the technology to make a deepfake was expensive and not widely available. Just a few short years later, the technology is better, cheaper, and is now accessible to anyone with a smartphone. Today, it is far easier to make a realistic deepfake, and we are seeing AI being used to undermine elections across the globe and here in America. As technology changes, so too must our laws. It's not just policymakers that are concerned. The California public is demanding that we act to minimize disinformation and protect our democracy. According to a recent Berkeley IGS poll, 84% of California voters overall are concerned about the dangers that disinformation, deepfakes, and artificial intelligence pose to this year's election in 2024. Nearly 3 in 4 voters, 73%, believe that state government has a responsibility to take action to protect them from this deceptive content. And this isn't a partisan issue. A majority of Democrats, Republicans, and no party preference voters believe this way. That's why I'm so proud to partner with Sighted on AB 2655, which will ensure that online platforms restrict the spread of election-related deceptive deepfakes meant to prevent voters from voting or to deceive them based on fraudulent content. And this is just, you know, all of our bills combined will create the regulatory framework that's really necessary to protect our voters, to protect our democracy. That's why I'm especially, proud to be a part of this very comprehensive effort to make sure that we, as state government, address while still fostering the innovation that this technology can and the potential and the promise that this technology will create for society, also minimize the risks and the harms that we know it can also create. So really proud to author AB 2655. I'll turn it back over to Drew.